Stephen Brault was on SportsCenter today because he put out a new album. It's all Broadway show tunes. It's some of the best musical productions ever made. He put his own personal spin on some of these great songs. I've never really been, I'm more of a play guy than a musical guy. Like, my father-in-law loves Jesus Christ Superstar. He's super into it. So once in a while, we'll get together and we'll sing that. But for the most part, I'm not the biggest person into musicals. That's fine. To each their own. Stephen Brault loves Broadway productions. I really don't. But he's got a great voice, I guess. He's performed the national anthem a couple times.
I was going to say, yeah, the guy, I mean, he does have some musical talent. Like, he's not like
Carl Lewis.
Like the fad? Yes. Remember the
I'm
going
to make up for
like...
it. Remember, he goes, I'm going to make up for it now. Derek Coleman's laughing during the national anthem. That's an all-time doozy. Look that one up. Carl Lewis national anthem.
Dude, one of the things, it's just funny really quick here. A thing I was asked to do, and I remember working on it when I was down in Bradenton for spring training in some of my downtime for Yard Barker, was a worst anthems of all time, and it was right after Fergie had just absolutely butchered the NBA All-Star Game one.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the athlete anthems were just... Carl Lewis's sticks out as being probably the worst, and then the all-time worst, I guess, is Roseanne's.
Yep.
Can actually carry a tune.
I was at a Cardinals Pirates game where John Goodman performed the national anthem.
And?
Not good.
So here's a question for you really fast. I'd pay money to hear
Stallings.
Wouldn't
call it great.
He'd quit. No, forget it.
He'd blame the organ player.
Right, yeah, exactly. He blamed the person that invented music. Why, if you're John Goodman, what benefit do you get from singing the anthem? Like, do you know what I mean? Because if you're terrible at it, people are going to know.
I think it's just a way to flex as a celebrity.
Like, I'm famous enough that even though I'm not good at this thing,
people are asking me to do it, and they're cheering me. Yeah.
Interesting.
So, Brault scratched an itch here. Downtime, wants to be known as more than just a baseball player, going into music. Congratulations.
Sure.
That's cool. Little did I know until today, we have somebody on the staff here at 93.7 The Fan who's a lot like Stephen Brault, Chris.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. Paul Zeiss is putting together an album of some of his favorite Broadway songs
standard
and Broadway productions.
Everybody
yes.
down, let's go, Bucks!
There's a sample of Zeiss, and he's trying to do it all. He wants a compilation of, you know, guys like The Music Man and Chicago. But he also wants some...
Annie, Get Your Gun.
Yeah, he's showing his range here. There's emotional, there's fun. So Paul has, you know, again, Slow News Day, figured if Stephen Brault's going to put out his Broadway album today, I might as well allow for the world to hear some of mine that I've been working on.
I think that's just fair from Paul. I think that's like, you know what that is? That's good drafting. If this was a NASCAR race, he would be drafting a little bit off of Brault, but I think all is fair there.
Right, and so these are not the finished products. They still need to
demo
be...
Demo tapes.
Yeah, they still need to be completely edited and cleaned up by whatever studio Paul is working with, but we have a couple of songs here. The first one is from the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical Evita, which is about the Argentine political leader, Eva Perón. Are you aware of this story?
I am aware of, like, the basics of the story, yes.
And this is the hit song from that that musical called Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
It won't be easy, you'll think it's strange when I try to explain how I feel. That I still need your love after all I've done. You won't believe me. All you will see is a girl you once knew. Although she's dressed up to the nines with sixes and sevens with you. I had to let it happen. I had to change. Couldn't stay all my life down at heel, looking out the window, staying out of the sun, So I chose freedom, running around trying everything new, but nothing impressed me at all. I've never expected it to. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is, I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. And as for fortune, and as for fame, I've never invited them in. Though it seemed to the world they were all I desired, they're illusions. They are not the solutions they promised to be. The answer was here all the time. I love you and hope you love me. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Oh, the truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance.
All right, that's a little bit of Paul Zeiss here. Too much? It keeps going for about 5 more minutes, believe it or not, the full
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Do you mind? How on earth did you get Paul to do that? Just in what weird universe was he existing where he was like, yes, Andrew, I will happily sing for me, Argentina. Can we just compare that? I mean, he's showing a lot of range here. That we just heard with some of his other more famous work.
What do you mean some of his other more famous work?
I mean, Paul has been known to sing a variety of song styles, so he just crooned there, but he's also ready to get, you know, kind of AC/DC style to get the party rocking.
Earth, Wind, and Fire as well?
No, like, you know, when he's trying to hype up a crowd, everybody shout.
Everybody shout, let's go, Bucks!
My God, did I have to hit you guys over the head with a hammer to get you to play it?
Pretty much.